Aaron, tell us a little bit about Nephi. Set up the story for us a little bit.
Okay, so Nephi is born and raised Western Apache, born in the White Mountains, traveled all over the world, is this great cook, but he decided to come back home and cook the food of his ancestors. That's what he's all about. He kind of puts a modern twist on ancestral cooking. He uses locally harvested food. In fact, at the restaurant that he runs, there's a mountainside right there, and oftentimes he'll go out and forage for wild edibles, wild plants that he can use in his dishes. So I was fascinated by him because I'm a food guy, and I love native culture as well. So to combine the two, it sounded like a great story to report on.
So he told you something that you didn't use in the original piece, but has stuck with you, this idea of companion planting, specifically the three sisters.
Right. So the three sisters are beans, corn, and squash. And a good rule of thumb that I learned from Nephi is that if they grow together, they're probably going to taste really good when you cook them together. And it is called companion planting, and here's how Nephi explains it.
They're grown together, so the corn provides a natural beanstalk. The beans grow up, and the squash provides shade, protection from erosion, retains moisture, and the beans and squash release nitrogen into the soil, and corn on its own is nutritious, but it's missing a couple of amino acids to form a protein, so the squash and the beans add those in, so they're working together. And so from seed all the way until we eat them, they're working together.
And Aaron, Nephi told you that the three sisters, beans, corn, squash, can result in unlimited types of recipes.
Yeah, he said thousands of recipes. Wow. Because you have all the different types of beans, all the different types of corns, squash. You have different seasons. You have summer and winter squash and spaghetti squash and butternut squash. So you can do all sorts of different combinations together. When I was there, he had three sisters pickled relish on top of a piece of salmon.
Yum.
Delicious. He also did a fried version. So he rolled the three sisters together in some flour and fried them for like a three sisters fritter, which was also amazing.
And he also made you Apache corn nuts or popcorn.
Yeah, it's kind of like indigenous popcorn. And corn is a huge part of the Apache culture and native culture in general. When I was there, Nephi was saying that the Western Apaches are just one of the many tribes that refer to themselves as corn people. Corn is eaten at almost every meal in traditional native homes. The corn husks are used for a lot of stuff. They make shoes out of them. They make blankets, masks, headwear. So corn is a big part of their culture. And when I was there, he was swirling these white corn kernels. And yeah, he was making sort of like indigenous popcorn.
You smell that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so really, really amazing.
It smells like popcorn.
Yeah, it's tasty. It's hot right now, but
how's it taste?
It's good. Nice and salty corn, toasted corn flavor. And this you could get at ceremonies, sold in little bags on the street, you know, people's homes. When people pop it at home, like right now, it'd be real fragrant, you know, really nice and like comforting smell to anybody. But real powerful taste memories for a lot of Apache people.
And important, if you're going to do this at home, if you're going to cook these Apache corn nuts, make sure you cook them thoroughly. Nephi warns, if you don't, you will crack a tooth.
We don't want that.
No, we don't.
Aaron, thanks so much for talking to us about this story.
It was great.
The behind the scenes.
Yes.
Now I'm hungry.
A tasty story. Thank you.